To Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this August 3rd, 2017. This is Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. If you have not checked out our website at livefreenow.org, be sure to do that, livefreenow.org. You just found yourself a source of freedom education and answers and solutions that works for you that you will not find any place else on the internet. Be sure to check out our other programs, videos on YouTube, channel of Freedom Law School. Freedom Law School has many courses available to help you understand the law and your rights, and available to assist you, to help you live free of oppressive taxation and control. For one, folks, I believe that there is no law that requires you or me or the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. It's a huge fraud, scam, hoax, because we have three-tier justice system in America, three system of laws in America, folks. Okay, that's the problem. The first system of justice is the laws that they apply to people correctly. Like if you steal a car, okay, or you hurt somebody in a street fight. Oh, they, you know, they conduct those everyday kind of stuff, as the law says, pretty much for the most part, regular crimes. Then you got the second system of laws, where the crooks and criminals that run this system, the sophisticated criminals, like the big banks, Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and their corrupt politicians like, you know, like Hillary Clinton, George Bush, Obama, and their henchmen, Attorney General Lynch under Obama, FBI Director Comey under Obama, who was fired by Trump. These crooks and criminals openly break the laws, and the laws are not applied to them. The law is not enforced on them. They don't go to prison. That's the second system of laws we have, folks. And of course, Hillary Clinton is a classic, obvious example. As you see, this woman had emails by the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, classified, top secret, come to her homemade server she set up on purpose, deliberately, knowingly, and conducted foreign business, and used that to get bribery, get payoffs for granting favors to other countries, like selling our uranium parts of it to Russia. That's, you know, you do a one thousandth of that, you know, you go to jail, but she gets away with it, and she, congressional subpoenas are issued, orders to produce all this stuff. She destroys all the evidence, the emails, the devices, with hammers and computer breach, and she's not being prosecuted. That's the second class of justice we have. The third class is where they impose non-existent laws on you and me, the average Americans, because the political criminal class has turned American people into virtual, practically slaves of this corrupt system. They impose an income tax on you that there's simply no law for. They deliberately and knowingly misapply the federal income tax on you to steal your wealth, to steal your hard work, even though you have trouble getting, you know, better house, better food for yourself and your family, more nutritious quality food. Most Americans do not eat grass-fed beef or wild seafood, right? Or better quality dairy. Why? They can't afford it. They're taxed to death. Don't have a nicer house, bigger house, better neighborhood house. They live too close to the neighborhood, the bad neighborhoods, or in the bad neighborhoods, because they cannot afford to live in a good neighborhood, because it costs too much. All this hurt is because they want your money, these thieves and criminals. Of course, at the top of the criminals are the big banks, which I named, and they create every dollar in our system. They make out of thin air, literally, and loan it to the people, companies, and the government itself at interest. Every dollar that is in America is money that's come into the system by the banks by creating it out of thin air, literally. Literal counterfeiting of money is going on in this country. And no one's prosecuting these criminals because they own the governments. They own the judges, the congressmen, most of them, and much the executive branch. Now we got outside of Donald Trump, you know, that gave up his billionaire lifestyle, working hard to save this country from his political crooked class. And of course, they're all against him. The Democrats, the corporate banks, own media, the crooked establishment Republicans like John McCain, right, Lindsey Graham, these crooks that are owned by money, and all the bureaucrats of these that these crooks put in place in executive branch and judiciary, they're all working hard because they're afraid we have another President Jackson on their hands. Jackson is the one that killed the second U.S. bank in 1830s. On his death grave, it says, on his grave of Jackson says, I killed the bank. That was the greatest accomplishment of any president in American history in a positive way, was President Jackson killing the central bank of the United States. And Donald Trump may be the one to do it now, and they're deathly afraid because he's not one of them. Freedom Law School is a source, folks, for you to educate you about what's going on. One, to provide you education that works, solutions and answers that works. Whether you want to do it by yourself or with our help, I'm here to answer your freedom questions. Every week, Freedom Law School conducts classes online on these YouTube channel of Freedom Law School, and I share different information and education for you. But during the summer season, which is kind of slower, people on a vacation mode, I do the classes every other week. And every other week, I focus on answering your freedom questions you have. So if you are on the live call, you push one on your telephone keypad, your hand will go up on my computer system that you have a question, and I will come to you and answer your question about any freedom question you have. And I'll answer those. And then I'll talk about some politics of the day a little bit also. I'll be talking a little bit about that, those issues, like about what's going on with the grand juries, with all these investigations. I got some information I think you may find informative, what's going on, what may be going on, what should be going on. So again, go to livefreenow.org. Be sure to sign up and get Freedom Law School's uniquely informative freedom education package. It will be mailed to you and emailed to you. You will not find it anyplace else. And again, at livefreenow.org, there's a lot of good information there under our education material. Go down to education material, down the menu, boom, 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 and share it with your friends. Let's educate America to freedom. Education is key, folks. That's why I started Freedom Law School over 20 years ago in 1996 to empower average Americans like you to live free individually and together, acting and restoring freedom to all of us as Americans. So let's go to some of the questions that you may have tonight. Then I'm going to talk about some news and analysis of the politics of the day, what's going on with the rights, because remember, the law and politics are so intertwined, you cannot separate them practically. Law is political. Politics makes the law. So I'll talk about that also, what's going on, the trend, what's happening. Let's go to the caller we have from area code 630, who has a question, my friend. Tell me what your name is, my friend, and tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. Yes, and then your question. Yes, hello. What's your name?
Hello, Payman. My name is Diana, and I'm using a computer to speak on my behalf. I'm calling from Florida, and I heard about Freedom Law School from YouTube.
Very good, Diana. How may I assist you?
My question is this, Damon, since the Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the NDAA have been enacted, where is the hope for Americans who grew up with the Constitution as the foundation of our country? It's clear our country is now owned by an unseen force who forcibly changed the entire landscape of our sovereign country against the will of the people. Where do you see hope for the masses? Because since 9/11, the very fabric of our country no longer exists. We spend more time talking about how things used to be in comparison to the reality of the way things are today, and we can all agree that it looks hopeless.
Well, my take on it is this. In that, thanks to the internet as it exists today, we have a new information awareness that was not possible 20 or 50 years ago. You know, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, when John F. Kennedy was murdered, assassinated, the networks, TV networks, owned people's minds. Everybody was watched to those NBC, CBS, ABC networks, and the major newspapers in America. Now, in 2017, there's so much more alternative sources of information. And at the same time, the bankster corporate-owned media is losing credibility fast. People are not just watching those networks anymore. I mean, really, myself, for example, the only thing I watch on YouTube, I go, Sean Hannity is the only guy I watch on there, his analysis. Maybe a couple of more Fox News show hosts once in a while. And that's it. Tucker Carlson, maybe. And then everything else, I go on internet. I subscribe to American Free Press, AmericanFreePress.net. I recommend you go check out AmericanFreePress.net and become a subscriber for their newspaper also and tell others about them. I go to Infowars.com, get information. These are sources that were not available. This conference call, Freedom Law School, you know, that we do. Again, we couldn't reach so many people in the old days, but now through all this internet stuff, we can reach a lot more of you. And in addition, the American people managed to finally get an outsider into the very heart of the Washington, D.C. swamp of criminal, slimy creature politicians that have owned both major parties, as you know, for a long time. And they don't like it. They don't like it that, you know, the Democrats, you know, they cheated to get Clinton be the nominee. They cheated Bernie Sanders, who could have beaten Donald Trump, by the way. And instead, they got an outsider stronger than Bernie Sanders. They get an outsider who actually believes in the Constitution, like Donald Trump. An outsider that is billionaire, doesn't need their money. And he's out there to wreck their ball, and they are attacking him. And guess what? The more they attack Donald Trump, the more they are showing their hand of who they are and how Donald Trump needs to attack and destroy these crooks. So the awakening of the American people with the president, Donald Trump, being another Andrew Jackson, I think we have, honestly, the first time ever in my lifetime, or even before that, chance to really get our country back. What I see happening is that some of these crooked Republican establishments, they're going to get defeated in 2018. Three U.S. senators voted to keep Obamacare. McCain, he just got elected. He knew that. The crook, he's going to stay. But the two female feminist, Republican in name only, one from Alaska, one from Maine, that voted to keep Obamacare, you know, they're going to be gotten rid of. So some of these other guys who are against Trump and against the American people, because they're beholden to the insurance companies, to the big hospitals, to the drug companies, to to the big banks, to the big oil, anybody with money, they own them. And American people know that. So I believe there's going to be a Trump Republican Party coming up, a Trump Republican candidates in 2018, running against some of these establishment Republicans that need to be got rid of. Okay, and once that happens, then we have more of a flourishing for America. Because as it is, the economy is doing better because we didn't have a socialist, you know, crook like Clinton in the White House. Everybody was worried about that. Now we got Trump. We have a chance. I don't agree with Trump in many things. That's okay. I don't agree with many of his appointments. He's got too many of these neocon establishment Republicans like McMaster, in there. But, you know, Donald Trump will, over time, I believe, see what's going on, understand what's going on, get more comfortable being the president, taking charge, and start cleaning up. I just want to make sure that he does everything he can, make sure he does not get assassinated. That's the only thing that could stop this. And you better believe there's already plans for assassination of Donald Trump to stop him. Because it was Vice President Mike Pence will not be as hardcore and independent as Donald Trump. So that's my take on it, Diana. Anything else? And let me tell you something else about that, by the way, specifically. For example, this whole cult intelligence community, you know, these crooks and these spies. You know, we're having a spy service like we had in Iran on the Shah of Iran and Sabak, KGB of Soviet Union, the enemies of the people, enemies of the people, literally, the spying on American people. All the corruption, abuse of power, of Patriot Act, of NDAA, everything else is coming out in the open. Why we should get rid of the NSA, get rid of the CIA. We don't need all that. All we need is Department of War Intelligence. That's all we need. By the way, we do not have a Department of Defense in America. There's no such thing. We have a Department of War, which they deliberately misnamed as Department of Defense to fool us into thinking they're defending us, but they're not. They're creating wars for the benefit of the big banksters, the military contractors, these establishment crooks that own this country, for them to get richer. So I'm optimistic. And I think with the help of you, Diana, and others, we'll get this information out to our fellow Americans through internet, the social media, and otherwise. I think we're going to really kick butt bigger than we did in 2016 with Trump. We're going to do it even bigger coming up in 2018 when we're going to clean out the Congress, get rid of a lot of these rhinos, and get rid of more of these crooked communist socialist Democrats who've ruined this country, along with the establishment Republicans. Does that answer your question, Diana?
I appreciate your time. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Okay, folks, does anybody have a question? So please announce yourself by putting one on the keypad. That way I can see your question. Okay, no questions. That's okay. I'm going to share with you what I see is coming up, folks. You're wondering what's going on in America? Politics and law? I'll tell you what I think is going on that you're going to be delighted to see. I just read on the news that the so-called independent counsel, Mueller, the crooked insider, head of FBI under the crooked George Bush, the son, best friend of former FBI Director Comey for a long time, that he's convened the grand jury to investigate Russia-Trump collusion, which is a bunch of nonsense. You know, how could Russia in any way change our elections? They couldn't, okay? They couldn't even think about doing such a silly thing. But there's nothing there. But you see, what they're not telling you is this, folks. Donald Trump, his attorney general, Sessions, he has a power, and in my opinion, has already convened multiple grand juries in Washington, D.C. and other parts of the U.S. to investigate the crooks in Washington, D.C., like Hillary Clinton and others. And they're not talking about it. Because why should Trump and Sessions expose their hands? If Mueller, who was assigned only maybe, what, a couple of months ago approximately, if he has the power to convene grand juries, well, Jeff Sessions is the attorney general. He can, and I bet you he already has done so. I'm hopeful that many of these crooks will get prosecuted, starting with Hillary Clinton and the people around her that assisted in her crimes. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, okay, who covered up for Clinton, and FBI Director Comey, who, in open testimony before Congress, admitted to breaking the law, says, I created files on my, as I was working for the government, documents about my talks with President Trump. Put it in my government files. Later, I took it out of government files and gave it to a friend of mine to give to the New York Times. Boom, right there. FBI Director Comey admitted to breaking the law. Right there at that time, that congressional committee chairman should have called the Capitol Police to arrest on the spot, placed under arrest, Comey for breaking the law. I mean, what Comey did was no different than saying, oh, yeah, by the way, I got with my friend and we robbed the bank. You know, and you just go on and keep talking as if, oh, okay, no big deal. You can do that because you're the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. You're a higher up bureaucrat. You're immune to our system of laws. They don't apply to you. You will not be prosecuted for your crimes. So you can openly, Mr. Comey, talk about all the crimes you committed as if it's not a big deal at all. And he did. But Comey also broke the law. And he admitted it. There's no need really for much of an investigation. He already admitted that the crime. It's like you admitted to robbing a bank. You admitted to a murder. What's there to convene? Get a grand jury. Let him hear the testimony of him. I broke the law of Comey. Boom. Indict him. Put him on trial before a jury. Here's Comey's own admission. Boom. Convict him. All is needed for the judge now to sentence Comey for his crime. So what I don't know is exactly how seriously and deeply Donald Trump is convening grand juries to investigate all of this and indict his crooks in government, but he can. And he should. He's seeing they try to get him for obstruction of justice. Or as it was former Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director Comey who were obstructing justice to protect Hillary Clinton. I'll give you another example for Comey. FBI Comey Director, they always talk to the witness. They know procedure of the FBI, a police of any kind, sheriff, that they talk to the person they're investigating the very last, under oath. But with Hillary Clinton, they did not put her under oath before they talked to her. They should have. And they always record those conversations. So if the person lies to the investigators, they can prosecute that person for lying to the government. There's a law, 18 U.S.C. 1001, that makes a crime if you lie to a government agent. But they deliberately did not put, Comey did not have his people put Clinton under oath or record what she said so that Clinton can say whatever she wants to say. There's no record of it. And without the record, could not be prosecuted for lying. They broke the standards of FBI and basic investigation techniques because Comey's job was to cover up for Clinton. When Attorney General Loretta Lynch asked him to call us a Clinton matter, not a Clinton investigation, she was merely telling Comey, let's take the cover up, give it a little bit more of a gloss. We already covered it up for Clinton. We just need to put a little more shine on it. That's all. It was not a big deal. The grand juries have amazing powers. If you go to jurypower.org, JuryPower.org. That's a website that I've created. I talk about there the power of the grand juries to indict corrupt government officials and clean up the government. On that website, on the drop-down menu, on the grand jury power, you go down to the key to restoring honest government, and that article will come up, and his audio speech is also there. Grand jury, the key to restoring honest government. For 2 decades, I've been trying to get citizens to get on grand juries to indict corrupt prosecutors, judges, and government officials. Now, check this out. We have an outsider, independent, intelligent president who's under total attack by the outsiders. He's been under attack for over a year to try to keep him from reaching the White House, and he did reach the White House. And they continue to attack him. And they want to get him indicted. So they're teaching Donald Trump how the legal system works, the grand jury system works. They got grand juries on Donald Trump. You won't find nothing. There's no collusion with Russia, with Trump. But all these crimes of Clinton and all these criminals I mentioned, they are real. And the grand jurors will indict these criminals. And they will go on trial. And they will go to prison. Once that can is opened up, all these Washington, D.C. criminals and politicians will start squirming out. They're going to try to hide, run and hide. Some will retire. Okay? And we're going to have a chance in America to put some honest leadership, people's representatives into government, not the representatives of the big money, not the people that represent the big banks, insurance companies, oil companies, military contractors, the security, military, media complex, drug companies. No, the people's representatives that represent us, the average working American. I think that's what's going to take place. So check out jurypower.org and you'll see and understand more how grand juries have immense powers to clean up the government. And I think that's going to be a start right there. Clean up the DC. Then the legislation that Trump wants to pass and needs to pass to clean up government will happen. Obamacare gone. The wall between U.S. and Mexico to stop the invasion of America built. I mean, is that amazing? We have our troops protecting all these other countries around the world, like Afghanistan. We're out there in Afghanistan. What for? In Iraq and Libya, Somalia, but our own border with Mexico is unprotected. Isn't that crazy? Our troops should come back from over 100 countries around the world right to protect our border with Mexico. But you see, the establishment people that run America, okay, these corrupt people, they want to destroy America as it is, just like they do to Europe. They are deliberately one of these third world elements who do not want to assimilate with America, do not want to become Americans, do not want to study the Constitution, love America, become an American. They wanted them to come in and destroys from the inside by our nature changing, by our people changing. They've done that already, folks, to Mexicania. Yes, Mexicania is what they want to do all across America. The formerly called the Golden State of California. Heard that state? Yeah, no longer the Golden State. It's a yellow pea puke. Mexicania. They deliberately let illegal aliens in California. They want them because they vote mostly as socialist Democrats. So the Democrats completely control all levels of that state government from top to bottom. Completely. Republicans are just not even a thought, practically speaking. That's why I abandoned that corrupt cesspool. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, they can leave the United States and they'll be good riddance. So that's the future they want, to destroy America. The Trump will build that wall. We'll cut immigration, legal immigration in half, because they'll let too many people come one after another, you know, from other countries. Way too loose. They got to restrict that immigration. You can have, I'm an immigrant. And your ancestors are immigrants. Yes, we've always had immigrants, but in a controlled fashion with people who want to become Americans, come here legally, not by just cross the border and being here illegally. So Trump is going to be able to accomplish that, I think. And then tax reform, I'm going to be contacting his administration about the income tax issue and more. I think he can make a great difference in that way to start the process. And under Trump, I think we're going to be able to get a bill to him to audit the Federal Reserve banking cartel scam. They'll expose the criminality and corruption of the banksters, how they've owned this country and ruined America's middle class. And you have a shrinking middle class, folks. Look no further than Mexicania. California is the poorest state of the country, has the most number of poors and the poor people because it's so expensive to live there. I was looking up a friend's house in North Hollywood near Beverly Garland Hotel, you know, in 101 at Vineland area. Just two-bedroom house. Old two-bedroom house, one bath. It's worth about $850,000 for that piece of junk. $850,000. People can't afford to live out there, folks. Okay, so California has the highest poverty rate in this country, worse than Mississippi, the so-called poorest state of the country. It's not true. California people are poorest. They're small and smaller middle class shrinking there. That's what they want for the rest of America. And Trump, I think, will be able to stop that, slow down at least that hemorrhage, and give America a chance to come back. We can get rid of the Federal Reserve after the audit. It's all open, folks. I think the only thing that can stop Trump is if they assassinate him successfully. So hope that will not happen, folks. And these grand juries, I hope, will start cleaning up this D.C. cesspool. That really is in a deep need of a serious, major clean up. I'm glad we have a 70-plus years old billionaire in there who doesn't answer to nobody except his own conscience of wanting to make a legacy for himself as a great president by making America great for the American people once again. So let's hope that happens. Let's talk about it, folks. You share this information with people, folks. Don't buy the lies and nonsense of the media that told you, that lied to you, that Trump's going to lose. Remember? The media told you that Trump was going to lose. Same media is after Trump again. Don't believe that nonsense. Just talk to people. Let more people know what's going on. People are realizing this is a bunch of scam and lies by the mainstream media. They have no credibility. It's all propaganda. They keep saying Russia conspiracy Trump 1,000 times. Or 10,000 times. It doesn't make it so just because they repeat the propaganda lies 1,000 times. Folks, that's what propaganda is. The definition of propaganda is when they repeat a lie so many times that you start believing it because there must be something there. There's a lot of smoke there. No gun. There's a lot of smoke. There must be a gun that brought about the smoke. So, folks, you do your part. I'll do my part. Tell others about Freedom Law School. And I'll be happy to be here with you every Thursday night to assist and educate you to live free. If you need some immediate help, call Freedom Law School. We're available. 813-444-4800. And thank you for being with me, and I wish you all a good night.